So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So a marathon is 26 miles and I think it's 365 yards. You convert that into kilometres, 42.195 kilometres. Imagine running that in under 2 hours. Well, that's what happened in the London Marathon yesterday. Sebastian Saul from Kenya won, running it in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 30 seconds. He essentially ran two back-to-back half marathons. The first one in about 60 minutes and 29 seconds. The second one, 59 minutes and a second. Cathal Denny, you have covered many athletics events. How believable is it that somebody and the runner-up can break 2 hours for running a marathon?
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable is the word that a lot of people were throwing around yesterday. Some would take that quite literally because of the sports history. And especially, you know, you have to acknowledge here the issue that Kenyans have had with doping. I was just counting it up yesterday afternoon on the Athletics Integrity Unit website. There's 147 Kenyan athletes currently suspended from the sport for doping.
So that's
a huge... That's all. It took quite a while to count them. But yeah, so there has been a doping history in Kenya that's really been exposed over the last 10 or 15 years. It's pretty severe. However, I will say, to credit Sebastian Sawe, he was very aware of the way Kenyan athletes have been seen in recent years. And via his sponsor, which put up $50,000 last year, Adidas, he was tested extremely intensively on the build-up to the Berlin Marathon last September. He had 25 tests across a two-month period because he wanted to restore some faith in his performances. And I suppose he didn't want to be seen when he ran a record, or if he ran a record, that people would automatically assume he's doping. And again, that's not proof that he's clean, but I think it certainly gives this record a little more credibility than some of the other ones we've seen in recent years.
And the runner-up in his first ever marathon was only 10 seconds behind him.
Yeah, I mean, the times are just intergalactic. They're space age at this point, to be honest. People who've been around this sport a long time struggle even to make sense of these. Now, I do think there are factors here that can explain these performances. One is obviously super shoes, which kind of came into the sport about 10 years ago. The soles are comprised of super lightweight, super responsive foams mixed with carbon fiber plates. And they're basically returning energy at a rate that has never been seen in the sport. So all the world records on the road and most of them even on the track in spikes have been broken in the last 10 years or so as a result of that. There's also...
Better footwear. Yeah. I grew up in the era of Tiger and Scorcher magazine and Roy of the Rovers and a character called Billy's Boots, magical boots that used to go on. So you're talking effectively, how much added or reduction in time or added speed can athletes get from these seemingly magic shoes?
I'd say on average between 1% to 2% across a marathon in terms of time. Now, it's been proven in testing when they came out in 2016 that they improve running economy by 4%. That translates to about 1% to 2% in actual race time. But that was what was happening back in 2017 and 2018. The shoes that we're looking at today have come on another few percent, like the shoe that Peter Lynch wore to an Irish record yesterday. That was found in testing last year to be 3% better running economy, even than the Nike super shoe that came out 10 years ago. So, you know, you're talking a big difference, and it probably works out at about somewhere between 1% and 3% difference to race times, which when you add it all up is actually a huge amount across a marathon. But you do also have to specify there that people respond differently and elites respond differently to those shoes. And that's, I think, a reason a lot of people feel a bit uncomfortable about it, because depending on your mechanics, running mechanics, you know, you can get a huge benefit off these shoes or a very small benefit. But I think there's no doubt at this stage that everyone is benefiting significantly. But I think it's not just the shoes as well. You know, fueling has come on.
Well, indeed, because I want to come back to Peter Lynch in a second, but I actually do want to ask you first about the intake that the marathon runners now have, the hydrogels and things like that, and how this gets absorbed into their body to give them a better performance. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so about, I think it's just over 10 years ago now, Morten, this Swedish brand, came up with this technology called hydrogel that essentially allows products to be taken in, but it's kind of held within the gel, so it bypasses the typical digestion mechanism in the stomach, and it sort of gets broken down and released when it's in the small intestine. What that essentially has allowed is, like, obviously carbohydrate drinks, caffeine, you know, sodium bicarbonate, these are things that have been used by athletes and marathoners going back several decades. But what has changed in the last decade specifically is that hydrogel, and that has allowed it to be, first of all, much bigger quantities of them are able to be taken in during the race, and they're able to get working into the system and get absorbed in by the body much, much quicker. Like Sebastian saw it, Morten put out a statement yesterday just explaining it, just how much Sebastian Sawe took on during yesterday's race. It was 230 grams of carbohydrate along with sodium bicarbonate before the race and caffeine in the middle of the race as well. So this
and this is all legal,
making a difference. It's all legal. They're perfectly legal supplements. Anyone go out and buy them. But yeah, they're expensive, but they're certainly proving effective. And really, from Tour de France cyclists to elite marathon runners, anyone in the world of endurance sport really is kind of turning to this sort of technology at the moment. Again, it's making a small difference. It's hard to say how big a difference, but I think when you combine that with the shoes, these performances are explicable, but they're certainly straddling the line given Kenya's history, where a lot of people are starting to ask questions as well about doping.
Okay, one final one. I'm from the generation that well remembers John Tracy's silver medal in the 1984 marathon at the Olympics. But tell us about Peter Lynch, who came ninth yesterday, and the time he ran.
Yeah, Peter, I was talking to him yesterday afternoon. He was almost laughing that, you know, he takes such a leap forward, really, for Irish marathon running, but he's still 6.5 minutes behind the winner. But yeah, Peter is a brilliant breakthrough story. You know, he was a very, very good distance runner in college. He was over in Oklahoma, and then he graduated not quick enough to earn a contract, but Alistair Craig, a former European indoor champion for Ireland 20 years ago, he gave him an opportunity with his professional group in North Carolina. And, you know, the economics of it really are that it's very hard to make a living on the track unless you're top 10 in the world. So he moved him towards the marathon. They targeted the Irish record. He got that last year in Dusseldorf with a 2:09. And he's just been really laying the foundation, you know, putting in 110 miles a week, getting better and better, training in a professional environment. And, you know, before the race, both Peter and Alistair, I was talking to him last week, they both said he's in 206 shape at the moment. So this didn't come as a surprise.
Okay.
They think he can eventually run 204, but he's well on the way to do that.
Actually, call listener questions. How much are these magic shoes? Where can you buy them?
Yeah, so the Adidas shoes that were the women's and men's winners wore yesterday, they're going to be on sale this week. I think some might have even been released today, but I think they go on general sale on Thursday. €500 per pair. So it might be a personal best, but it's going to be an expensive one.
Another listener says the weather played its part also yesterday. Perfect conditions. First three home, albeit the previous world record. Cathal Dennehy, as ever, thank you so much for being with us.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.